You are listening to an SAFM podcast, 104 to 107 nationwide. Stream us live on www.safm.co.za or via the SABC Plus app. SABC News, independent and impartial.
The Democratic Alliance in Nelson Mandela Bay Municipality will today march against gang violence in the northern areas of Gqeberha. The march is in honour of three-year-old Emilio Hutchinson, who was killed by a bullet while sitting inside his home during a gang shootout. The DA federal leader, Helen Zeller, will be leading the march. For more on this, we joined on the line by the DA caucus leader in Nelson Mandela Bay, Retief Oordendal. A very good morning to you, sir, and welcome.
Good morning, Elvis, and good morning to the listeners.
Mr. Oordendal, apart from the honouring the life of the late three-year-old Emilio Hutchinson, what are the other objectives of your march today?
Well, I think, first of all, we need to acknowledge that crime in Nelson Mandela Bay is totally out of hand. The latest crime statistics that were released for the period between October and December last year highlighted the fact that there were three police stations under the top 50 for the murder rate in South Africa. We have seen how the Mexican Council for Public Security and Criminal Justice has indicated in a report that Nelson Mandela Bay is the most dangerous city in South Africa now, and possibly the ninth most dangerous in the world. So, you know, this is happening on a daily basis, where we're losing lives in northern areas, but across Nelson Mandela Bay as a whole. And, you know, it is totally out of control. We have written on numerous occasions to the National Police Minister. We've spoken to the Provincial Police Commissioner. We've tried to get interventions, but unfortunately nothing is happening. And I think that we've reached this stage of our lives in Nelson Mandela Bay, where residents can no longer accept it. We can't have a three-year-old child being killed in the place of safety, in their home. We can't have grandmothers being killed. This is happening every day. And unfortunately, you know, most people don't blink an eye. They continue with their lives. But for the people affected by these heinous crimes, life doesn't really just go on. They remember their children, they remember their grandchildren, they remember their parents that's been lost. And very, very seldom people are brought to justice. And no. I think that by having this march, we want to say enough is enough. We've tried to go the way of appealing for help. Now it's really, really time that we do something.
Now, gang violence in the northern areas in Gqeberha has been the norm for many years now. What do you think are the factors to this increased gang violence, and why do you think it has never really been dealt with decisively?
Well, the fact of the matter is that it's getting worse, because there were technology that was being implemented and used. ShotSpotter was being used to assist the police in as an early a warning system. But the municipality has stopped ShotSpotter at the end of December last year. We've also seen how there is absolutely no surveillance cameras in Nelson Mandela Bay at the moment. Much of it was vandalized over the last couple of years after COVID. And, you know, there was a Safer City project with 50 million rand set aside to get the surveillance cameras back up and running to assist the police to have eyes and ears in especially poor communities. And nothing has come of that project. We've seen how the municipality is doing absolutely nothing to assist in the fight against crime. And obviously, crime is a national competency, but at the end of the day, the municipality must do everything in its ability to assist SAPS in their fight against crime, and that's unfortunately not happening in Nelson Mandela Bay at the moment.
Well, assisting is one thing, but what really needs to be done, you think, as a Democratic Alliance, to root out drugs and gang violence that have been plaguing the areas for far too long now?
Well, as I said, the municipality should play its role. But, you know, what we want from SAPS, obviously, is that they need to get more members allocated to the anti-gang unit. We need to strengthen our crime intelligence. We need to increase police visibility, more boots on the ground. But then, again, implement crime-fighting technology such as drones and CCTV cameras. And we have to get ShotSpotter back up. We can't be going backwards. We can't have less technology than we've had in the past. Then obviously we're going to lose the fight against crime in Nelson Mandela Bay, and we're going to lose more children, more grandparents, more young people that do have a future in our beautiful city.
I thank you so much. Retief Woodendal, the caucus leader for the Democratic Alliance in the Nelson Mandela Bay municipality.
You can find SAFM Current Affairs on 104 to 107 nationwide. Our podcasts are available for download on all our digital platforms. SAFM, leading the conversation.